If a newspaper publishes material during a court case that the judge considers might sway a jury or interfere in some way with the operation of justice, or if such material is broadcast, then the editor responsible is in pretty serious trouble. There are very stiff penalties for contempt of court. But what of social media? Twitter, after all, is a playground for gossip and insult. Facebook stirs up debate about anything and everything. There aren't any rules. And many people don't seem to mind what they say. Now the Attorney General, Dominic Grieve, thinks that they need to be reminded about contempt of court, and he's publishing guidelines that are supposed to warn people, or make them aware at least, of the risks they run if they go public with their views, for example, about the guilt or innocence of a defendant in the course of a case. Will anyone notice? The Attorney General, Dominic Grieve, joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I suppose most people will understand very easily what you're trying to do and why you're concerned. How are you going to try to get this message across, that there are contempt of court rules, and if you fall foul of them, you're in dead trouble?
Well, what we're going to do is that in the past we've issued advisories, that's advice notices to the media in certain cases where we think that the comment is running out of control or there are problems. And we want to extend that by actually posting that firstly on the Attorney General's website and also by doing a Twitter feed on it. It'll probably be in rather different terms to what we issue to the media, because sometimes we give the media confidential information. But to alert people, and at the same time, I think it's also on the website, I would like to see some brief summary of what it is, why a contempt of court is a serious matter, what it's designed to prevent, and how, in a sense, it can be avoided. And if we can do that, then if we have an impact, then it will be worthwhile. And my experience is that the vast majority of people who end up committing or being accused of committing contempt of court do so inadvertently and usually say they had no idea what they were doing.
So in this case, you say, well, you should have read my thread. Well, Grieve D, or whatever you call yourself on Twitter. Do you have a Twitter account, by the way, yourself?
I don't have personal Twitter account. No, I think it would be very difficult indeed for the Attorney General I think it would be a very bad idea.
I was just hoping that there might be one lurking away there.
There is an office tweet. So some of my activities are tweeted out.
But there are a few serious points that arise from this. And one is this. It's fair enough to say, and very easy to be able to say, that if a contempt of court is committed by the Times in an article, that is in something that has been published. Now, if someone has a Stephen Fry-sized Twitter following, you know, in millions, then you can say that's publication. Yeah. If somebody's sitting, you know, in their pajamas with